and interested, you know, in how they used to refer to those states and the different big cities. Tennessee, how about the, do you remember any of the cities?
No, not direct. I'd have to take a little study on
sure.
Maybe a lengthy study.
Well, I don't know how we got off the subject of food here. We were talking about corn meal and different things. I've forgotten now. We're talking about mush.
That's right.
That's right. Did you ever use flour very much, made of wheat, to make anything in particular?
No, we didn't use it. You know, when it has come to us, it is ground. A flour, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about
it? What would you call some bread made of white flour, brown, powdery flour?
Well, we didn't have any name. Yeah, I don't believe.
I've heard light bread or pan bread or anything like that. Light bread doesn't sound, Some people say they used to enjoy having something made of apples or peaches and baked in a deep dish.
The cobbler, we call it a cobbler.
Cobbler.
Yeah.
Either apples or...
Anything, berries, anything, peaches. Then the old folks would make a cobbler. Yeah, that's what they call it, because they put in a big thing and, that big thing, they have a big something. And then, you know, back in that, they make homily out of corn, put lye and let it,
somebody's mother making
about even her mother made it. Homily.
And did you ever have any of those round things with a hole in the middle, and what did you call them?
I don't know what you have in reference to.
Well, they're called donuts today, but I wonder what, did you ever have those round with a hole in the middle? I think they're made of flour.
Peacake? I don't know what they call them, peacakes or what they're, he means made and have a hole like you do donuts now.
Mm-hmm. Fat cakes?
What kind?
Patty cake, but we didn't have a hole. We make call it patty cake, some call it flat jack. Just throw them over.
And different kinds of meat that you used to have when you were a boy, and you found a bone like this out of a chicken. What did you call that bone?
What is that we call
A pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Did you have a name for the big part of it when you broke it off?
Sure, you'd call
the backbone. That's why we call it the breast.
No, I mean the bone itself.
Drumstick.
No, he's talking about connecting with that pulley bone.
Pull this pulley bone apart. Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for the big bone or the small bone?
No.
All right. And would you explain the different names you gave to the parts of a hog that you butcher?